What separates the great from the ordinary? Why do some people rise above the rest, excelling in every domain, while others struggle to make progress? The answer is not talent alone. It is a combination of mindset, strategy, discipline, and relentless curiosity. Intelligence is not a gift. It is a skill, one that can be cultivated, sharpened, and refined over time. The world's greatest minds, from Socrates to Einstein, did not achieve their brilliance by accident. They understood the art of learning, the power of deep focus, and the importance of critical thinking. They approached knowledge as a lifelong pursuit, constantly questioning, refining, and improving their understanding. They were not satisfied with mediocrity. They strove for mastery. If you want to be your best and smarter, then this guide is your roadmap. You will learn not just how to accumulate knowledge, but how to wield it effectively. You will uncover the secrets of the world's most brilliant thinkers, gaining the tools to think more clearly, learn more efficiently, and outperform the competition in any field. This is not a journey for the faint-hearted. Mastery requires discipline, consistency, and the willingness to challenge your own beliefs. It demands that you step outside your comfort zone and embrace the discomfort of growth. But if you are willing to commit, if you are willing to push beyond limitations and unlock your true potential, then you will discover that there are no limits to what you can achieve. The path to mastery begins now. Are you ready to take the first step? Chapter 1. The Mindset of Mastery. The journey to being the best and the smartest starts with your mindset. The Stoics believed that everything begins in the mind, your perception of reality, your interpretation of events, and your ability to endure and grow from challenges. If you want to be the best at anything, the first step is to develop the mindset of mastery. Your mindset determines how you respond to obstacles, how you interpret failure, and how you push forward when things become difficult. Many people believe that intelligence and skill are innate, but this is a misconception. The truth is that mental resilience, disciplined thought processes, and an openness to continual learning are the real determinants of success. The world's greatest minds did not achieve excellence overnight. They built it piece by piece, refining their perspective, questioning their assumptions, and developing the mental fortitude to withstand adversity. The Stoics emphasized that external circumstances are beyond our control, but our response to them is entirely within our power. This is the essence of a mastery mindset. It is about training yourself to be unfazed by distractions, indifferent to failure, and committed to self-improvement no matter the odds. If you condition yourself to view setbacks as lessons rather than defeats, you will accelerate your growth exponentially. Developing this mindset means embracing discomfort, actively seeking new challenges, and continuously refining your ability to adapt. Achieving mastery is not just about endurance, but about strategic persistence. The most successful individuals do not merely work harder, they work smarter. They break down their challenges, analyze their weaknesses, and continuously refine their approach to learning and self-discipline. Those who rise above the rest are those who not only persist, but who also pivot, recognizing when their approach needs modification. Developing this mindset requires patience, self-awareness, and the willingness to analyze your thoughts critically. Are you making excuses? Are you blaming external factors rather than taking responsibility? These are the types of questions that those striving for mastery must constantly ask themselves. True mastery is a continuous journey of self-exploration, where one must confront their own biases and limitations and actively seek knowledge that challenges their current perspectives. The truly exceptional do not wait for the right circumstances to succeed. They cultivate the right mindset regardless of their environment. This requires daily reflection, the ability to silence self-doubt, and the discipline to persist when motivation fades. Those who reach the pinnacle of intelligence and capability are those who develop habits of continuous learning, resilience, and strategic thinking. Being the best is not a matter of luck. It is a deliberate, ongoing commitment to refining your thoughts and sharpening your abilities. Those who succeed are those who make the pursuit of excellence a way of life, not just a temporary goal. These are the key insights of this lesson. You must have a growth mindset. Intelligence is not fixed. It is developed through effort and persistence. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. You must have relentless curiosity. Question everything, seek understanding, and never settle for superficial knowledge. You must cultivate mental toughness. The best thinkers do not crumble under pressure. They endure, analyze, and adjust. Chapter 2. Learning how to learn. Knowledge itself is power, but knowing how to learn efficiently is the ultimate advantage. Most people waste time with inefficient study techniques, whereas the smartest people leverage cognitive science to absorb and retain information at an accelerated rate. Understanding the intricacies of how the brain processes and stores information allows these individuals to learn faster, recall more accurately, and apply their knowledge with precision. Instead of passively consuming information, they engage with it actively, challenging ideas, questioning assumptions, and reinforcing their understanding through application. They understand the importance of learning in layers, first grasping fundamental principles before moving on to more complex ideas. By breaking information into manageable chunks and integrating it into a cohesive framework, they build strong mental associations that enhance recall and practical use. The smartest learners recognize that true comprehension comes from teaching others. By explaining concepts in simple terms, they reinforce their own understanding and identify gaps in their knowledge. They also employ strategic repetition, revisiting key concepts over time to strengthen their retention and prevent forgetting. Additionally, they make use of multiple learning modalities, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, to deepen their grasp of complex ideas and enhance retention through diverse mental pathways. Teaching solidifies learning. Sharing knowledge deepens understanding by reinforcing concepts, improving retention, and fostering intellectual engagement. When we teach others, we clarify our own thinking, identify gaps in our knowledge, and strengthen our grasp of the subject. The process of explaining a concept in simple terms forces us to structure information logically, making it easier to retrieve and apply in real-world situations. Beyond personal comprehension, teaching cultivates a deeper connection to the material. Research shows that individuals who actively engage in teaching develop stronger neural connections related to the subject matter, reinforcing their long-term memory and problem-solving abilities. By regularly sharing knowledge, individuals continuously refine their expertise, making them more adept in their field. Teaching promotes critical thinking. When students or peers ask questions, it challenges the teacher to think on their feet, reevaluate their assumptions, and approach concepts from different angles. This constant intellectual stimulation fosters adaptability and cognitive flexibility, key attributes of a sharp and evolving mind. Teaching has the power to inspire and influence others, creating a ripple effect of knowledge. By mentoring or guiding others, individuals contribute to a culture of learning and growth, helping others develop the skills and confidence needed to succeed. The act of passing down knowledge ensures that wisdom is not lost, but expanded upon, benefiting future generations. Teaching transforms learning into mastery. The Stoics, particularly Seneca, believed that wisdom should be actively shared rather than hoarded. In letters to Lucilius, he wrote, "While we teach, we learn," reinforcing the idea that teaching not only benefits the student, but is an indispensable tool for deepening one's own understanding and achieving intellectual excellence. Another vital strategy employed by intelligent learners is the art of interleaving, which involves mixing different but related topics during study sessions. This technique strengthens the brain's ability to differentiate concepts and apply knowledge flexibly in real-world situations. They also harness the power of elaboration, connecting new information to prior knowledge, allowing them to form a stronger cognitive network that makes recall easier and understanding deeper. Moreover, these learners prioritize active engagement with the material. They take detailed notes, ask questions, and engage in thoughtful discussions that challenge their perspectives. They practice retrieval techniques, testing themselves frequently to ensure that knowledge is not just passively absorbed, but actively maintained. Through deliberate practice, they refine their cognitive processes and develop a sharper analytical mindset. Beyond techniques, they cultivate a disciplined approach to learning. They schedule regular review periods, ensuring that information is retained long-term rather than forgotten after a short burst of cramming. They also tailor their learning environments, removing distractions and fostering an atmosphere conducive to deep concentration. Many adopt mindfulness and focus-enhancing strategies, such as meditation and visualization, to improve mental clarity and information retention. The smartest learners approach knowledge acquisition as a lifelong endeavor. They are constantly seeking new ways to refine their learning processes, staying open to new methods and adapting their strategies to suit different challenges. By combining scientifically backed learning techniques with an insatiable curiosity and disciplined habits, they ensure that their intellectual growth is continuous and their understanding remains sharp and expansive. Another critical aspect of effective learning is creating an optimal environment. Minimizing distractions, setting clear goals, and practicing deep focus can significantly improve the absorption of information. Coupled with regular self-testing and feedback loops, these strategies allow learners to refine their approach and continually improve their cognitive efficiency. Creating structured study habits, maintaining a dedicated learning space, and developing rituals that signal deep focus time all contribute to a more effective learning process. Beyond the mechanics of learning, motivation plays a crucial role. The smartest individuals understand the importance of intrinsic motivation, the deep-seated curiosity and desire to understand, rather than simply acquire knowledge. They cultivate a genuine love for learning, which keeps them engaged, eager, and persistent, even when facing intellectual challenges. They also set long-term learning goals, breaking them down into manageable steps to ensure steady progress while maintaining a sense of achievement. Ultimately, the ability to learn efficiently is not about working harder, but about working smarter. Those who master this skill gain an unparalleled advantage, enabling them to acquire expertise in multiple domains, solve problems creatively, and stay ahead in an ever-changing world. By refining their learning strategies, maintaining a disciplined approach, and nurturing an insatiable thirst for knowledge, they position themselves for limitless growth and success in any field they choose to pursue. Chapter 3: The Power of Deep Work. In a world filled with distractions, the ability to focus deeply on challenging problems is a superpower. Those who can concentrate without distraction for long periods accomplish more in hours than most do in days. The modern world is constantly vying for our attention, with social media notifications, emails, and a barrage of entertainment options, making it increasingly difficult to maintain uninterrupted focus. Yet, those who master the art of deep work can produce higher quality results, solve complex problems efficiently, and gain a competitive edge in any field. The Stoics, particularly Marcus Aurelius, emphasized the power of concentration and eliminating distractions. His philosophy aligns perfectly with deep work, mastering the mind and training it to focus solely on the task at hand, despite external noise. By embracing this stoic mindset, one can develop the mental discipline required to achieve mastery and productivity at the highest level. Deep focus requires deliberate effort. It begins with eliminating distractions and cultivating an environment that encourages prolonged concentration. This means turning off notifications, setting clear work intervals, and training the brain to resist the urge to check for updates or seek instant gratification. It also involves structuring work sessions in a way that maximizes cognitive efficiency, such as using techniques like the Pomodoro method or time blocking to allocate dedicated periods for deep work. Additionally, the ability to enter a state of deep focus is not just about willpower. It is about conditioning the mind. Those who practice deep work regularly strengthen their neural pathways, making it easier to enter flow states where they can engage fully with their work without mental fatigue. With consistent practice, they develop an endurance for concentration that allows them to work longer and more effectively than the average person. Deep focus is a skill that must be honed through intentional practice. The best performers recognize that distractions are the enemy of deep work and take proactive steps to minimize them. They schedule uninterrupted blocks of time where they work free from disturbances, whether through physical isolation, turning off digital notifications, or using noise-canceling headphones. This conscious effort to shield their attention from external noise allows them to engage in complex problem-solving without mental fragmentation. Furthermore, those who master deep focus understand the importance of mental priming. Before diving into intense cognitive tasks, they often engage in rituals that prepare the brain for concentration, such as meditation, breathing exercises, or reviewing their goals for the session. These rituals create a transition from scattered attention to laser-sharp focus, ensuring that their mental resources are fully available for the task at hand. Mastering deep focus has profound benefits beyond productivity. It enhances problem-solving skills, fosters creativity, and improves long-term memory retention. People who engage in deep work frequently are also more likely to achieve mastery in their chosen fields as they dedicate time to deliberate practice and continuous improvement. Moreover, deep work strengthens resilience and mental discipline, as those who consistently train their ability to focus develop greater cognitive endurance and a stronger ability to navigate challenges effectively. By making deep work a habit, individuals can cultivate a level of intellectual performance that sets them apart from the crowd. They become more efficient in their work, develop original ideas, and gain a greater sense of fulfillment from their efforts. The power of deep work extends beyond professional success. It shapes a sharper, more disciplined mind that is capable of achieving greatness in any endeavor. Chapter 4. Mastering memory and retention. Memory is not just about recall, it is about structuring knowledge in a way that makes it accessible and useful. The greatest thinkers in history had extraordinary memory techniques to store vast amounts of information effortlessly. They did not rely on rote memorization, but rather on structured frameworks that allowed them to categorize, connect, and retrieve information with ease. The Stoics, particularly Seneca, understood the value of memory in achieving wisdom and success. Seneca once said, "We should hunt out the helpful pieces of teaching and the spirited and noble-minded sayings which are capable of immediate practical application, not far-fetched or archaic expressions or extravagant metaphors, and learn them so well that words become works." This highlights the importance of organizing knowledge in a way that ensures it is both memorable and actionable. One effective technique for structuring memory is the memory palace, a method that involves associating pieces of information with specific locations in a mental map, allowing for instant recall. Another is chunking, breaking large sets of information into smaller, more digestible groups. By linking new information to existing knowledge through association techniques, learners can create mental pathways that strengthen retention and retrieval. Additionally, mnemonic devices play a crucial role in enhancing memory. Using acronyms, rhymes, or visualization techniques can help solidify complex information in the brain. Repetition, particularly spaced repetition, ensures that knowledge is reinforced over time rather than quickly forgotten. The brain retains information best when it is revisited at specific intervals, gradually strengthening its neural connections. Memory mastery is not just about storing information, it is about ensuring that knowledge is organized in a way that enhances clarity, application, and long-term retention. Those who develop these techniques find themselves able to recall vital insights effortlessly, positioning themselves at an intellectual advantage in any domain. Beyond personal learning, mastering memory techniques can significantly improve one's ability to lead, teach, and innovate. It is the ability to quickly access and apply knowledge that sets apart those who excel from those who struggle to retain critical information. Ultimately, memory is a tool for wisdom. When we commit knowledge to memory effectively, we create a foundation for sharper decision-making, faster problem-solving, and deeper intellectual engagement. The Stoics believed in the active application of knowledge, and by refining our memory skills, we embody that principle, ensuring that learning is not just an exercise in retention, but a practice in mastery and action. Chapter 5. The Art of Critical Thinking. To be the smartest, you must be a master of reasoning. The Stoics understood the power of logic and clarity, and modern cognitive science supports the need for critical thinking. The ability to dissect arguments, recognize logical fallacies, and analyze information with precision is crucial in today's world, where misinformation is rampant and intellectual agility is a necessity. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus famously said, "We suffer not from the events in our lives, but from our judgment about them." This highlights the importance of developing a rational mindset, free from bias and emotional distortions. True intelligence is not just about acquiring knowledge, but about questioning assumptions, challenging perspectives, and refining one's beliefs based on evidence. Those who practice rational inquiry cultivate an ability to separate emotions from facts, allowing them to make decisions based on reason rather than impulse. A rational mindset is not developed overnight. It requires daily effort and reflection. Individuals who consistently analyze their thoughts and behaviors learn to recognize cognitive biases and eliminate faulty reasoning patterns. They engage in self-examination, questioning not only the beliefs of others, but also their own deeply held convictions. This process of self-scrutiny leads to intellectual flexibility and the ability to adapt to new information rather than clinging to outdated or incorrect views. In addition to Stoic wisdom, cognitive science reinforces the importance of deliberate practice in sharpening reasoning skills. Critical thinkers engage in metacognition, thinking about their own thinking by reflecting on their reasoning processes and adjusting their approach based on new information. They also cultivate intellectual humility, understanding that wisdom comes from acknowledging gaps in knowledge and seeking continuous improvement. Regular self-assessment and openness to feedback are crucial for refining one's thought process, as they prevent stagnation and foster adaptability. Moreover, developing intellectual resilience is crucial. The smartest individuals do not fear being wrong. Instead, they embrace it as a learning opportunity. by engaging in thoughtful discussions, considering multiple viewpoints, and being open to revising their beliefs, they strengthen their reasoning abilities. They understand that opposing perspectives are not threats, but opportunities to refine and expand their understanding. Additionally, they practice dialectical thinking, a method used by philosophers like Socrates, in which they rigorously test their own beliefs through questioning and counterarguments. Through this rigorous self-examination, they cultivate an ever-expanding knowledge base that allows them to handle complex problems with clarity and precision. Beyond personal development, the ability to think critically is essential for contributing meaningfully to society. Those who develop strong analytical skills and intellectual curiosity are more equipped to navigate the complexities of modern life. They engage in rational discourse, promote sound decision-making, and encourage logical reasoning in those around them. Their ability to synthesize vast amounts of information and apply it effectively allows them to stay ahead in an ever-evolving world. Thinking critically means recognizing biases, both in oneself and in the information presented. It involves the ability to question sources, verify credibility, and assess the validity of arguments. In a world saturated with misleading narratives, propaganda, and incomplete data, critical thinkers act as gatekeepers of truth, ensuring that their beliefs are formed based on solid reasoning and evidence. They understand that true wisdom is built upon the foundation of questioning and cross-examination rather than blind acceptance. Moreover, critical thinkers are not just passive consumers of knowledge, they are active contributors. They engage in intellectual debates, ask thought-provoking questions, and challenge conventional wisdom. They strive to improve not only their own thinking, but also the reasoning abilities of those around them, fostering a culture where rationality and logic take precedence over emotional decision-making and misinformation. Through engaging with diverse perspectives, they build a more comprehensive understanding of complex issues and refine their own positions accordingly. In an era driven by information overload, those who can think critically and discern truth from falsehood will always stay ahead. The modern world demands not just knowledge, but the ability to evaluate, synthesize, and apply information effectively. Critical thinkers recognize that knowledge is dynamic and evolving, and they remain adaptable in their pursuit of understanding. They embrace lifelong learning, continuously seeking out new perspectives, refining their analytical skills, and applying logic to their decision-making process. Those who cultivate sharp analytical skills and intellectual curiosity will not only navigate challenges with confidence, but also contribute meaningfully to society by fostering rational discourse and sound decision-making. Ultimately, true intelligence is not about knowing everything. It is about knowing how to think, question, and grow in the pursuit of wisdom. It is about having the courage to challenge assumptions, engage in thoughtful inquiry, and develop a disciplined approach to reasoning that leads to informed, deliberate action. Chapter 6. The Art of Decision-Making. The ability to make sound decisions is a hallmark of intelligence and success. In a world of endless choices and distractions, those who can quickly and accurately evaluate their options stand above the rest. The Stoics believed that clarity of thought leads to wise decisions, and modern cognitive science supports this notion. Decision-making is not just about logic, but also about understanding emotional influences, biases, and long-term consequences. The Stoics, particularly Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, emphasized the importance of rational decision-making and maintaining control over one's perceptions. Epictetus reinforced this idea by teaching that we should differentiate between what is within our control and what is not. Decision-making becomes clearer when we focus on what we can influence rather than being consumed by external circumstances. The Stoics advocated for logical evaluation, detachment from emotional biases, and acting in accordance with virtue. A practical Stoic approach to decision-making involves considering whether a choice aligns with your core values, whether it contributes to personal growth, and whether it withstands logical scrutiny. By applying Stoic principles, one can develop a disciplined, rational mindset that fosters clarity, resilience, and effective leadership. Effective decision-makers develop structured approaches to navigate complex choices. They rely on frameworks such as cost-benefit analysis, first principles thinking, and the OODA loop, observe, orient, decide, act, to break down problems methodically. By leveraging these tools, they minimize uncertainty and avoid paralysis by analysis. They understand the power of mental models. The most successful individuals incorporate strategies such as inversion, thinking backward from failure, probabilistic thinking, assessing likelihoods, and second-order thinking, evaluating ripple effects of decisions. These methods allow them to see beyond immediate consequences and craft long-term strategies that position them for sustainable success. Another crucial aspect of decision-making is developing the ability to trust intuition while validating it with logic. Research shows that experience and expertise shape intuition, making it a valuable tool for quick, effective decisions. However, wise individuals balance gut instincts with objective data, ensuring their choices are well-founded rather than impulsive. They train themselves to distinguish between emotional reactions and genuine intuitive insights by analyzing past experiences and recognizing patterns that led to successful outcomes. By honing this skill, decision makers can enhance their ability to act decisively, even in uncertain situations. Furthermore, decision makers cultivate the habit of reflection. They review past decisions to identify patterns, refine their judgment, and develop better heuristics for future challenges. Keeping a decision journal helps in tracking thought processes and understanding which strategies yield the best outcomes over time. Reflection also aids in identifying cognitive biases that may have influenced decisions and allows individuals to adjust their approach accordingly. Through self-assessment and continuous learning, they sharpen their ability to make informed, rational choices in high-stakes scenarios. Additionally, great decision-makers understand the importance of scenario planning and mental simulations. They frequently engage in exercises where they envision different possible outcomes and prepare contingency plans in advance. This strategic foresight reduces the likelihood of being caught off guard and enables them to respond swiftly and effectively when faced with unexpected challenges. By anticipating obstacles and formulating flexible strategies, they enhance their ability to maintain composure under pressure and ensure optimal decision-making. Ultimately, decision-making is a skill that improves with practice, discipline, and awareness. Those who master it gain a tremendous advantage in both personal and professional pursuits, enabling them to navigate uncertainty with confidence and wisdom. By consistently refining their approach, leveraging intuition responsibly, and maintaining a commitment to reflection and preparedness, they become capable of making decisions that lead to sustained success and long-term fulfillment. Chapter 7. Mastering Emotional Intelligence. Intelligence is not just about knowledge, it's about understanding and managing emotions, both your own and those of others. Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in leadership, communication, and personal success. The Stoics, particularly Seneca, taught that self-control is the foundation of a strong mind. They believed that emotions should serve reason rather than control it, emphasizing that true wisdom comes from mastering one's reactions rather than being mastered by them. EQ consists of several key components: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Those who develop these attributes are better equipped to handle interpersonal relationships, navigate difficult conversations, and maintain composure under pressure. Self-awareness allows individuals to recognize emotional triggers and patterns, while self-regulation enables them to respond thoughtfully rather than impulsively. Seneca taught that practicing detachment from fleeting emotions leads to a calmer and more rational state of mind. He advised, "Most powerful is he who has himself in his own power." This principle underscores the importance of emotional resilience, which prevents individuals from being overwhelmed by stress, frustration, or external negativity. By cultivating self-discipline and focusing on what can be controlled, one can maintain composure even in the face of adversity. Furthermore, Seneca believed that emotions, if unchecked, cloud judgment and lead to irrational decisions. He argued that by practicing mindfulness and self-reflection, individuals could train themselves to respond to situations with clarity rather than emotional reactivity. He suggested that one should regularly examine one's emotions, question their origin, and determine whether they align with reason and virtue. To develop emotional resilience, one must engage in consistent mental training. This includes visualization techniques, where individuals prepare themselves for adversity by imagining worst-case scenarios and conditioning themselves to react with equanimity. The Stoics practiced voluntary discomfort, such as enduring minor hardships, to strengthen their mental fortitude and become less susceptible to emotional disturbances. Seneca's teachings also emphasized the power of perspective. He noted that many sources of distress arise not from actual events, but from how they are perceived. By shifting one's focus to the transient nature of emotions and external circumstances, individuals can detach from fleeting frustrations and instead prioritize their inner stability and wisdom. In modern applications, this philosophy can be integrated through habits like meditation, journaling, and cognitive reframing. Regular self-assessment allows individuals to build emotional resilience, ensuring that they remain in control of their thoughts and reactions, regardless of external challenges. This mindset not only fosters personal well-being, but also enhances leadership, relationships, and decision-making abilities in all areas of life. Emotionally intelligent people cultivate empathy, the ability to understand and connect with the emotions of others. This enhances communication, fosters stronger relationships, and builds trust. They are adept at diffusing conflicts and approaching situations with diplomacy rather than reactionary force. By developing active listening skills and reading nonverbal cues, they improve both personal and professional interactions. Emotional intelligence is an indispensable tool for success. It enables individuals to manage their emotions effectively, make clear-headed decisions, and create meaningful relationships. By incorporating Stoic principles of self-control, rational thinking, and emotional balance, one can cultivate a mind that is both intelligent and emotionally resilient, capable of thriving in any situation. Chapter 8. Building Unshakable Confidence. Confidence is not arrogance. It is the belief in your ability to grow and handle challenges with resilience and determination. Many people assume confidence is an inherent trait, but in reality, it is a skill that can be honed through deliberate effort, practice, and a strategic mindset. True confidence is rooted in competence and self-trust, both of which develop over time through consistent action, reflection, and perseverance. The Stoics believed in focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you cannot. This philosophy naturally builds confidence by eliminating unnecessary worry and redirecting energy toward constructive efforts. Marcus Aurelius advised that one should not be disturbed by external opinions, but should cultivate inner strength. By training the mind to adopt this perspective, individuals free themselves from the burden of seeking external validation and instead cultivate inner self-assurance that remains unaffected by fleeting opinions. Confidence flourishes when individuals embrace challenges rather than shy away from them. Every challenge overcome reinforces the belief in one's ability to navigate uncertainty and adversity. By actively stepping outside of one's comfort zone and engaging in situations that demand growth, confidence becomes a self-reinforcing trait. Repeated exposure to discomfort leads to mastery, and mastery breeds unshakable confidence. The Stoics practiced voluntary discomfort, exposing themselves to difficulties intentionally to build resilience. By adopting this practice, individuals develop mental fortitude and the ability to face setbacks without being paralyzed by fear or doubt. Another essential aspect of confidence is self-perception. The way individuals talk and think to themselves and frame their experiences significantly impacts their belief in their capabilities. By fostering a habit of positive self-dialogue and shifting internal narratives from doubt to empowerment, confidence becomes an integral part of one's identity. Combining this with a mindset of continuous learning ensures that confidence is rooted in substance rather than mere bravado. Seneca argued that true confidence arises from preparation and discipline, not from mere wishful thinking. Those who dedicate themselves to continuous improvement naturally develop an authentic and lasting sense of self-assurance. Confidence is not just about self-perception, but also about how one interacts with the world. Confident individuals develop strong communication skills, assert themselves effectively, and maintain composure even under pressure. They practice rational thinking and detach themselves from emotional impulsivity, allowing them to make well-considered decisions. They understand that setbacks are temporary and that every experience contributes to growth. They also recognize that confidence is not a static trait. It must be continuously nurtured through practice, self-reflection, and real-world application. One key strategy for building confidence is taking deliberate action in areas where improvement is desired. Individuals who set specific, achievable goals and track their progress develop a stronger sense of accomplishment and belief in their abilities. Practicing visualization techniques, where one mentally rehearses success, can also enhance confidence levels by conditioning the mind to expect positive outcomes. Moreover, surrounding oneself with supportive and ambitious individuals fosters an environment where confidence can thrive. Additionally, confident individuals embrace discomfort as an essential part of growth. They willingly put themselves in challenging situations, understanding that confidence is built through repeated exposure to difficulty and the mastery of new skills. The Stoics practiced voluntary discomfort, engaging in situations that tested their resolve to prepare them for future adversities. This philosophy helps build a deep, unwavering confidence that is not easily shaken by obstacles or failures. Confidence is a combination of preparation, perspective, and persistence. By cultivating competence, reframing self-limiting beliefs, and adopting the Stoic practice of focusing on what is within one's control, anyone can build a powerful, lasting sense of confidence that empowers them to take bold action in pursuit of their goals. As Epictetus wisely stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." By living with this mindset, individuals can forge an unshakable confidence that carries them through all aspects of life. Furthermore, confidence allows individuals to become leaders in their fields, inspiring others through their actions and presence. When developed intentionally, confidence becomes an enduring force that fuels continued achievement and personal fulfillment. Chapter 9: The Power of Adaptability. The most successful people are not just intelligent, they are adaptable. The world is constantly changing, and those who can adjust quickly without being overwhelmed thrive. The Stoics taught that flexibility is key to survival, and cognitive science confirms that adaptable people process change more effectively. Adaptability is not just about reacting to change, it is about anticipating it and being prepared for shifts in circumstances. Successful individuals cultivate a mindset of continuous learning, seeking knowledge and experiences that broaden their perspectives. They embrace uncertainty as an opportunity rather than a threat, and develop strategies to remain resilient in the face of disruption. Seneca emphasized that flexibility in thought and action is a marker of true wisdom. In letters to Lucilius, he wrote, "The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today." This reminds us that the ability to remain present and respond to challenges as they come is the foundation of resilience. By integrating Stoic philosophy into daily life, individuals develop the mental agility and strength necessary to navigate an ever-changing world. The Stoics believed that the key to resilience was accepting the impermanence of life. By understanding that nothing remains static, they trained themselves to detach from rigid expectations and embrace change as a natural occurrence. This perspective helps individuals shift their mindset from resistance to adaptation, allowing them to flow with life's uncertainties rather than be burdened by them. Moreover, Seneca taught that an individual should not merely react to change, but anticipate and prepare for it. This is aligned with the practice of premeditatio malorum, or premeditation of evils, in which one mentally rehearses potential difficulties before they arise. This method enables individuals to respond with greater composure when faced with unforeseen challenges, reinforcing the notion that preparedness fosters adaptability. Another vital aspect of adaptability in Stoic thought is the concept of amor fati, or love of fate. Rather than lamenting the unexpected, Stoics cultivated a mindset of wholehearted acceptance. This does not mean passivity, but rather a proactive embrace of life's circumstances as opportunities for growth. By shifting from resistance to acceptance, individuals develop greater mental fortitude and resilience. Lastly, Seneca stressed that adaptability is not about abandoning principles, but about applying wisdom with flexibility. He recognized that while core virtues like integrity and reason remain constant, their application must evolve with different circumstances. By holding on to fundamental values while being open to new perspectives, individuals can remain both principled and adaptable, ensuring that they thrive in an ever-changing world. One of the most critical traits of adaptability is emotional resilience. Change often brings stress and uncertainty, but those who can manage their emotions and maintain a level-headed approach navigate transitions more smoothly. The Stoics believed in training the mind to remain calm amidst chaos, understanding that external events are beyond one's control, while internal reactions are always within one's power. By practicing mindfulness and self-reflection, adaptable individuals can prevent fear and anxiety from dictating their responses. Adaptability requires strong problem-solving skills. Those who thrive in change assess new situations with a critical eye, identifying opportunities and alternative paths forward. They are comfortable with experimentation and iteration, understanding that failure is often a necessary step in refining solutions. They approach setbacks with curiosity rather than frustration, viewing them as lessons that contribute to their growth. Another key component of adaptability is flexibility in thinking. Rigid thought patterns lead to stagnation, whereas those who cultivate cognitive agility can adjust their perspectives, challenge their assumptions, and incorporate new information effectively. By exposing themselves to diverse ideas and engaging in thought exercises that challenge their viewpoints, adaptable individuals expand their intellectual capacity and improve their decision-making abilities. Adaptability is about maintaining a proactive, growth-oriented mindset. Those who continually seek new challenges develop emotional resilience, refine their problem-solving skills, and foster flexible thinking will find themselves not only surviving change, but thriving because of it. Chapter 10, The Legacy of Mastery. Becoming the best and the smartest is not just about personal success. It's about leaving a legacy of knowledge, wisdom, and impact. The greatest minds throughout history didn't just accumulate information. They passed it on, influenced others, and contributed to progress. The Stoics believed that true wisdom is measured by how it benefits others. One of the core Stoic beliefs is that wisdom is useless if it remains unshared. Marcus Aurelius, in Meditations, emphasized that humans are social creatures and that the knowledge we gather should be used to serve and uplift others. True mastery, therefore, is not only about self-improvement, but about fostering growth in those around us. By mentoring, teaching, or simply living as an example of wisdom and virtue, one creates an enduring impact that extends far beyond individual achievements. Seneca taught that knowledge is a responsibility, not just a privilege. He believed that those who possess insight have a duty to help guide others toward enlightenment. This idea reinforces the importance of not only seeking wisdom, but actively engaging in meaningful conversations, debates, and teachings that challenge perspectives and cultivate intellectual and ethical growth in society. He urged scholars and philosophers to embrace dialogue, recognizing that through discussion and debate, wisdom is refined and expanded. Sharing knowledge is not about dominance, but about mutual growth and collective progress. The concept of sympatheia, or universal interconnectedness, further strengthens the Stoic argument for leaving a legacy of wisdom. It suggests that all individuals are part of a greater whole, and that our actions, decisions, and teachings ripple across generations. This idea encourages individuals to recognize their impact on the world, emphasizing the responsibility to contribute positively and meaningfully. By embracing this principle, one can view their pursuit of mastery as not just a personal endeavor, but as a contribution to the collective evolution of human understanding. Every act of wisdom, every shared insight, and every virtuous action adds to the fabric of human advancement. Epictetus emphasized the importance of leading by example. He argued that people are more likely to be influenced by actions rather than words. The way we conduct ourselves, through discipline, rationality, and integrity, serves as an unspoken lesson for others. Living virtuously and demonstrating resilience in the face of adversity naturally inspires others to adopt similar principles, thus perpetuating a legacy of wisdom and ethical conduct. He advocated that true teachers of wisdom do not impose their ideas, but embody them, allowing others to witness the power of a disciplined, rational life. The mere presence of a person devoted to virtue can act as a guiding force for those struggling with their own path. Beyond simply setting an example, Epictetus believed that wisdom must be actively nurtured within a community. He saw intellectual growth as a shared pursuit in which individuals both teach and learn from one another. This reciprocity strengthens not only personal understanding, but also the collective wisdom of society. By fostering environments where reason and virtue are valued, people reinforce the principles that sustain meaningful human connections and long-term progress. The path to true mastery is a lifelong journey, one that transcends personal accolades and becomes an enduring influence on future generations. The Stoics remind us that our intellect, virtues, and contributions should not end with us, but should serve as guiding lights for those who follow. They emphasized that personal success means little if it does not contribute to the betterment of the world. Marcus Aurelius wrote, that each person must strive to contribute to the common good, and this sentiment remains vital for those seeking to leave behind a meaningful legacy. One crucial element of this philosophy is the Stoic idea of viewing obstacles as opportunities. The difficulties one faces in life are not simply hardships to be endured, rather, they are stepping stones to greater understanding and mastery. By applying reason and patience in overcoming challenges, individuals develop a resilience that extends beyond themselves, inspiring future generations to adopt similar principles of perseverance and wisdom. It is through persistence in the pursuit of knowledge, humility in recognizing there is always more to learn, and generosity in sharing insights that one truly becomes a master, not just in skill, but in shaping the future of those who come after them. Wisdom is not just for the individual, it is a gift meant to be given, carried forward, and expanded upon by generations to come. True mastery, according to the Stoics, is not simply about achievement, but about legacy, the impact one leaves on others and the world. By committing to this higher purpose, individuals transform their knowledge into something far greater than themselves, ensuring that their wisdom lives on through those they inspire. Mastery is not about being perfect, it's about striving for continual growth, learning, and improvement. The best and the smartest individuals are those who think critically, adapt to challenges, and share their wisdom with the world. By applying these principles, you can elevate your mind, actions, and influence to unparalleled heights.